So, you know, there's a reason why we're witnessing these developments. And what frightens me is that people are simply letting it happen. And many of us participate in the processes that allow for the construction of ever more prisons. We vote in favor of the prison bonds. We vote for three strikes and you're out laws. And we don't ask ourselves why, you know, suddenly in the last, say, 15 years or so, you know, why this incredible increase in the need for prisons? Why this focus on crime? Well, we're surrounded by crime. You know, most of us are extremely afraid of crime, right? Am I right? I mean, we're surrounded by it. And I'm not going to suggest that there isn't real crime that is being... There's a lot of real crime, and not only the people who are represented as criminals are the ones responsible for that crime. I mean, we can talk about corporate crime as well. You know, we can talk about crimes against the environment that will affect generations to come. But of course, these people generally only pay fines if they do that, right? They're not considered criminal. But in terms of the kind of crime that is usually referred to when the specter of crime is evoked, there hasn't been a great deal of increase in that. Perhaps among young people, that's the one area where there's been a rise, a significant rise in that kind of behavior, violent behavior. But in general, what we've seen is a rise in the representations of crime and violence on television, in the movies. We're surrounded by it. And we have been taught how to fear crime in a way that doesn't really speak to the objective threat of crime, but speaks to other fears, I think. It speaks to fears that we all have but have no way to express. And when we're told that what we're really afraid of is crime, then we have something to attach those fears to.